This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening on this fabulous Friday heading into another weekend. I want to get some more backyard work done between beers and NBA playoff games Saturday and Sunday. Go Rockets. And not really into hockey, but I do want to see how far the Oilers can go with Connor McDavid. That dude is quick. And I'm down with any team named Oilers, being a Houston native. I hope everyone else will get some time to relax and unplug. If nothing else, from all the headline news of earthquakes, political fights, tariffs, wars, India and Pakistan beefing again. Yeah, let's escape from all that for a bit.
My favorite stories of the day.
And we start in my state for all things wild, Florida, which does not disappoint here, since Panama City's News Herald paper is reporting a local woman is accused of being so hung up on her ex-boyfriend that cops say the Thursday before last, she went to a Days Inn hotel where her ex's new wife works as a front desk receptionist, and then when greeted, flashed a fake sheriff's office card claiming to be an ICE agent, an immigration agent, told the receptionist wife of her ex that she was there to take her into custody. The News Herald laid out a lot more details from court documents and a statement from Florida's Bay County Sheriff's Department, including how her ex's new wife is in the process of becoming a legal U.S. resident. But the bottom line is investigators say this fake ICE agent took her cell phone, took her, then took all of them to her own apartment. So drove home with her ex's wife in the back seat and then left her there while she went inside of her unit. That's when the News Herald says the ex's wife got someone passing by to help by calling police and then hiding her in his apartment until the cops came. Now, while waiting, court documents say the woman called her husband and told him what happened and described the ICE agent. And at that point, he figured it might have been his ex. So then he went to the apartment building and told officers this kind of stuff was why he already had an injunction against his ex-girlfriend, who was arrested, felony kidnapping charges, and was still in jail as of Monday. Prime example of how the crazy girl may be fun at the beginning, but this is how crazy ends.
So build a statue, and oh, build it high.
In Watertown, South Dakota, police are looking for whoever owns several statues and decorative pieces that ended up thrown through several windows of several businesses. They arrested a 29-year-old man for this on Tuesday, and Dakota News Now is reporting cops think he took what were mostly angel statues from the local Mount Hope Cemetery. So asking if anyone saw anything suspicious there, they give them a call. Now, no word on why they think this 29-year-old guy from Minnesota would be in Watertown, South Dakota, stealing angel statues from a cemetery and then throwing them through the windows of businesses, but did say the new windows will run about $3,000. He was taken to jail on property damage charges. You know, when we use the old saying, don't have a cow, it means to chill or relax and not relationship advice to not have a cow. Oh, but in upstate New York, Southern Tier, Broome County investigators were somehow tipped off 3 weeks ago to go and search the home of two brothers. And WIVT's News 34 in Binghamton is reporting investigators took their electronics and found an old video on the younger brother's cell phone showing his now 38-year-old brother having a cow, sexually speaking. News 34 is saying the 37-year-old younger brother was charged with possessing a sexual performance by a child, and since it was on the news and he was a cafeteria worker at an area school until he was fired for this, the district had to shoot a letter out quick to parents to let them know this had nothing to do with students. Oh, but it had everything to do with that cow that was on a dairy farm where the 38-year-old older brother says he worked for about 22 years. And the Smoking Gun news site got a hold of the arrest report, which included a written statement from the older bro who explained his sexual misconduct charge came from being recorded sticking his wee-wee into a cow's hoo-hoo at the dairy farm when he was younger. And that he did not ejaculate, but did it because of a sexual urge, his words. My words would be horny. Simpler term. Now, there was no explanation, by the way, of why this was recorded and kept, but his statement went on to say it actually did not work at first, so he moved the bucket he was standing on to try again. So he was standing on a bucket And moving it a little apparently worked, because his next and last sentence written was, "This did not happen again after that." He too was fired from his job at the farm, but not because he didn't love animals. Before the break, a promo from the Jams Pod Newscast. Check it out. Jams, by the way, with a Z.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams Podcast Mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
So trust nature the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
Is your brain so clogged with meaningless information that your head's become too fat for your thinking cap? Do other people run mental marathons while you're still stuck at the starting line? Then you need new Liquid Braino. Yes, Liquid Braino, the easy way to shake the sludge when you're suffering from brain drain. Other mind washes may be harsh and damage delicate tissues, but Liquid Braino is safe, gentle.
And now for the world around us.
Hey, did you know chimpanzees sit around and drink alcohol like we do? Yeah, they don't have big screen TVs to also watch games, but chimps are our closest relative in the animal kingdom, so that should not surprise anyone to hear they ape our love of having fun getting buzzed together. A team of British researchers from the University of Exeter set up cameras at Kantanes Forest National Park in West Africa's Guinea-Bissau and recorded the chimps chilling and sharing fermented African breadfruit that the scientists later confirmed had ethanol in it. They said in a statement on Monday that chimps do not share food all the time, so their research shows this behavior with fermented fruit might be important in seeing if this is sort of the early evolutionary stages of feasting together. And if so, well, the human tradition of getting together to eat, drink, and be merry may have origins deep in our evolutionary history. Hey, rosé all day. The British researchers say they'll need more time hanging out together to see if the chimps are deliberately eating alcoholic fruit in a social setting. But they already say they know chimps do not try to get drunk. Unlikely, since, you know, we don't have to worry about apes or lions killing us if passed out from too many shots. Now, this 46-year-old British guy just went for a 53-mile walk last Easter Saturday and Sunday in the Yorkshire Dales while dressed up as a Big Bird, not the Sesame Street yellow Big Bird, not that, but as in a big costume of his favorite bird, the Eurasian curlew, which is endangered in the UK. So as last weekend led into Monday's World Curlew Day, Matt Trevelyan put on the costume that the Yorkshire Post newspaper says took 3 days to make and took 2 days walking, 25 miles on Saturday, then 28 miles last Sunday, looking like a big brown pigeon walking with one of those long, skinny, needle-like beaks. Yeah, Trevelyan did not make the trek alone, though. The Yorkshire Post says family and friends join, all to support conservation projects and to take pictures and videos of the guy dressed up like a giant Eurasian curlew. There is a Guinness World Record for Minions memorabilia, and a woman in Western Australia has it, all of it. All 1,035 pictures, plushies, a Minion Monopoly game, more pictures, more plushies, and trading cards, and even a Minion hoodie she wore for the Photox picture posted on GuinnessWorldRecords.com. As she told the record keepers, she fell in love with little yellow mischiefs with the weird mixed-up language after taking her daughters to see them in one of the Despicable Me movies 15 years ago. So she's been collecting ever since. Even collected a tattoo of a Minion and tells the folks at Guinness she and her daughters went to Universal Studios Minion Land Amusement Park on Osaka, Japan, 2 years ago. And they have video of their mom crying as they rounded the corner to Minion Paradise. Oh, we should all have a love like this.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Skipping what's up with what's going down this time, because we have 4 days of weekend celebrity...
Our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
I do not want any man who talks about politics, D&D, or crypto.
So that women can use it to act as sort of a go-between and lead men towards more personally fulfilling conversations.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep talking about Dina's husband.
So stumble onto Stumble and stumble into love.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep asking about Dinah's husband.
No!
This is Mike Mann, bringing all the fire, like this oldie from the Bishop Supreme himself. Slammy Sammy, do your thing.
Maybe I'm just like my father, Tubal. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when does cry. What's up, new guy?
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 25th. Mary Connor, the little girl in The Connors, which just ended with its last show Wednesday night. Actor Jaden Ray, Mary Connors, 16. 'Cause I want it all. O-Town singer Jacob Underwood's 45. Oh, my name is Earl. Actor Jason Lee, 55. Actor Renee Zellweger, 56. And so is actor Gina Torres, 56.
People are eating dogs and cats in Springfield. Are they good?
The voice of Chief Wiggum and Moe and several other characters in The Simpsons. Actor and comedian Hank Azaria is 61. The guy in ABBA, singer Bjorn Ulvaeus, is 80. Connie in The Godfather and Adrienne in the Rocky movies, actor Talia Shire, also 80 Friday. And one of her co-stars in The Godfather, actor Al Pacino, is hitting 85. Then on Saturday, actor Channing Tatum will be 45. And so will Mia Toretto in the Fast and Furious movies, actor Jordana Brewster, 45. T-Boz, the TLC singer, will turn 55 Saturday. The King of Queens, actor and comedian Kevin James, 60. Actor and martial artist Jet Li, 62. Duran Duran's drummer, Roger Taylor, will be 65.
Who told you to step on my sneakers? Who told you to walk on my side of the block? Who told you to be in my neighborhood?
I own this brownstone.
Who told you to buy a brownstone on my block, in my neighborhood, on my side of the street?
Bug It Out and Do the Right Thing. Also, Gus in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Actor Giancarlo Esposito, 67. And actor and comedian Carol Burnett will turn 92. Then on Sunday, the 27th.
I don't need him, I need a drink.
Singer, flutist, and now guitarist Lizzo. New album coming out. New look, boss weight. She'll be 37. Fallout Boy, singer, guitarist Patrick Stump will be 41. Singer Sheena Easton will be 66. Kiss, guitarist and singer Ace Frehley will be 74.
Break up to me.
The Stylistics, singer Herb Morrell, 76. And B-52's singer Kate Pearson will be 77. Then on Monday, actor and businesswoman Jessica Alba, 44. The Property Brothers, twins Drew and Jonathan Scott, 47. Actor Penelope Cruz will be 51. And Lost and Hawaii Five-0 reboot actor Jorge Garcia, 52.
Now you know and I know.
Hoodie Mob rapper Big Gip will be 53. Actor Bridget Moynihan, 54. Todd Shaw, rapper Too Short. We all know his favorite word. Short Dog will be 59 Monday. Sonic Youth singer and bass guitarist Kim Gordon, 72. Comedian, actor, and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno will be 75. Captain Brass in CSI actor called Paul Guilfoyle, 76. And
bye.
Singer and actor Ann Margaret will turn 84. And that's all she wrote for another Real Pod Newscast. Hey, thanks so much for listening. And Anyone with any tips on fun stories to cover, especially outside of the U.S., please hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or email levon@realpotnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Rockets, be the Warriors, and I'll be back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.